Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for it is our purpose to speak on those things found in God's holy and divine word. If at any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study it on the program, certainly let us hear from you. You can contact us at the address given by the announcer, or better yet, contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. John chapter 7 is really a study in contrast. On one hand, there are those who frankly confess Christ's works. Notice verse 31. He says, "And many of the people believed in him and said, when the Christ comes, will he do more signs than these which this man has done? And they believed in his words." In verse 46, notice what we read. The officer said, "No man ever spake like this man." But then on the other hand, are found those that stubbornly insist in unbelief. Notice verse 5. "For even his brothers did not believe in him." And it's this unbelief, especially the increasing hostility and frustration of the Jewish leadership, that we see really dominates this chapter 7 of John. An interesting connection is suggested by the statement in verse 2, which says, "Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand." The Feast of Tabernacles was meant to remind the Jews of Israel's time from when they left Egypt to the time in the wilderness. During that time, God provided their every need. And he provided their every need despite the nature of their circumstances. Whatever it was they needed, God provided. And accordingly, it was very much a feast of thanksgiving, this Feast of Tabernacles. It was a feast of thanksgiving wherein God's mercies were to be remembered. And following on the heels of Christ's own wilderness, when he went into the wilderness, was tempted of Satan, and after the temptation, the angels came and ministered unto him. We see that in chapter 6. It's kind of ironic and sort of tragic that the Jews here in chapter 7 still fail to realize Jesus as the fulfillment of that was overshadowed by the Old Testament, Feast of Tabernacles. Let's note the increasing level of hostility in this chapter. The chapter opens with John telling us that the Jews, and of course, what he's referring to is what's mentioned in verse 45, when he talks about those who are the chief priests and the Pharisees. He's telling us that they are in Judea. They want to kill Christ. Back to verse 1. "After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he did not want to walk in Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him." So, this is followed by a statement that gives us a glimpse of the skepticism and possibly the resentment that Christ, that Christ's own brothers had about his claims. We read verse 3, but let's read verses 3, 4, and 5. His brothers therefore said to him, Depart from here, and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you are doing. For no one does anything in secret while he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world. For even his brothers did not believe in him. In Jerusalem, we see the Jewish leaders were on the lookout for him. That's in verse 11. The Jews sought him at the feast and said, Where is he? We see then that some of the people thought that he was a deceiver. Verse 11, and there was much complaining among the people concerning him. Some said, He is good. Others said, No, on the contrary, he deceives the people. And there were others that accused him of really being crazy. After hearing him assert that he was a marked man. Notice that in verse 20. The people answered and said, You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you? And you see, all of this is in spite of the fact that it was common knowledge that the Jewish leadership had singled him out for death. That we see in verse 25. Now some of them from Jerusalem said, Is this not he whom they seek to kill? And as he spoke in the temple, the Jews attempted to apprehend him, but that was unsuccessful. We see that in verse 30, Therefore they sought to take him, but no one laid hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. And so, frustrated by their failing to do so, and certainly he had sway with the people. Notice what verse 31 says. Many of the people believed in him and said, When the Christ comes, will he do more signs than these which this man does? So they ordered the local police to haul Jesus in. Look at verse 32. The Pharisees heard the crowd murmur these things concerning him, and the Pharisees and chief priests sent officers to take him. So, when the guards came back, they came back empty-handed. We find that they berated them, and they accused him of being as equally misled as some of the people were that believed in Jesus. Notice verse 47 of what we read. The Pharisees answered them, Are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed. So then, the chapter closes with the Jews turning on one of their own, Nicodemus. We last read about him, or first and last read about him, in John chapter 3. They turned on Nicodemus for even daring to suggest that according to their law, a man is innocent until he's proven guilty. We see that in verse 51 when it says, when Nicodemus said, Does our law judge a man before it hears him and knows what he is doing? And they answered and said to him, Are you also from Galilee? Search and look, for no prophet is arisen out of Galilee. So despite this setting of violent animosity, Jesus remained untouched. What he stated in John 10 and verse 18, I think is clearly on display here in John 7. In John 10:18, Jesus said, No man taketh my life from me, but I lay it down of myself. You see, the Jews here in chapter 7 of John, they want to take him. They want to kill him, but they fail to do so. For that very simple reason, as verse 30 of John chapter 7 says, His hour has not yet come. Until he was ready to die, he would not die. No matter how much the heathen raged or the people imagined a vain thing. And that's a statement that we read in Psalms 2 and verse 1 of David obviously prophesying concerning the Christ. You know, one of the reasons why Christ came into his own and his own received him not, We know that from John 1, verse 11. The reason for that is because men who thought they knew the truth didn't know it at all. One of the most disturbing aspects of chapter 7 in the book of John is the picture that it provides of how people who claim to be followers of the truth can be utterly blind to it. Let's go back there in John 7 and begin our reading at verse 47. When the Pharisees were talking to the officers who had been sent to bring Jesus but came back empty-handed, the Pharisees answered them, "Are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed." Nicodemus, he who came to Jesus by night, being one of them, said to them, "Does our law judge a man before it hears him and knows what he is doing?" And then verse 52, they answered and said to him, "Are you also from Galilee? Search and look, for no prophet has origin out of Galilee." So here are people that are spiritual, supposedly, and are spiritual leaders of the people. And because the chief priests and the Pharisees were adamant that the Messiah could not have roots in Galilee, they quickly dismissed the claims of any Galilean who claimed to be the Christ. But you see, their assumption was wrong, because the Old Testament did predict the Messiah with ties to Galilee. After that, Joseph came back out of Egypt when they had to flee there for the sake of Herod. We find that Joseph comes back, and in Matthew 2, here's what we read in verse 22 and 23. "But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judah, instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, and being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he should be called a Nazarene." So they went into the region of Galilee, and here was the fulfillment of that. We see it later stated in Matthew 4, verses 12 through 16. So these chief rulers, their assumption was wrong. The Old Testament did predict a Messiah with ties to Galilee. And starting with this wrong assumption, these men who claimed to be reliable spiritual guides became arrogant, they became demeaning, they became insulting, and not only that, they became murderous. It's a scene that's repeatedly played out in religious history, wherein the orthodox protectors of the faith become, in fact, the enemies of truth and righteousness. So the close of chapter 7 prepares the way for the start of chapter 8. Having failed to directly eliminate Christ, the Jews change their tactics, and they go at him indirectly. Failing to grab him, they grab a woman in chapter 8 and verse 3. But just as his words thwarted their effort here in John 7, so also did his words stop their efforts in John 8. We see that in verse 7. "Truly, never man spake like this man." We appreciate you listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Till then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock PM. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.